Scotty or Lauren? Scotty or Lauren? Scotty or Lauren? I'm so torn. I don't know. Hayden Holmes brings you the local news this morning. Get a grip. 5 after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you.
I'm going to get a grip, Frank.
All right. Here's Kim with the news.
All right, thanks. Apparently, one Oregon horse had to be put down because of the equine herpes virus. Dr. Tim Phillips with the Sisters Rodeo says they're watching things closely.
The most current data shows 8 deaths, and there has been one now in Oregon. A horse was put to sleep because of a neurological case, and that was in Clackamas County.
Phillips says with the Sisters Rodeo coming up in a few days, they're notifying all participants about the strict rules designed to help keep health issues at bay. He says that they may require out-of-state horse owners to provide health certificates before they can participate in the rodeo. And another positive employment report in Central Oregon for the month of April. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The latest numbers show unemployment in Deschutes and Jefferson counties just over 12% and Crook County at 15%. They all fell by half a percentage point compared to March. Carolyn Egan with WorkSource Oregon says leisure and hospitality jobs increased by almost 400 positions compared to last year at this time.
One thing I really noticed when I looked at the growth in leisure hospitality is I think it really recognizes the significant work that VisitBend has done in bringing significant events to Central Oregon over the last couple years and how that's really added to our tourism dollars coming into town.
Leisure and hospitality led job growth in Deschutes County last month. The biggest job losses came in local government. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And it's a cold, wet spring, which could mean another slow fire season in the Northwest. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Green vegetation dots the landscape thanks to all the rain and snowpack. That'll take a long time to dry out.
Probably not going to be until about August before we see the door opening for the potential for large and costly wildfires.
Meteorologist John Saltenberger says unlike most years, it could be the same story on both sides of the Cascades.
Proportionally, we've seen some spots east of the Cascades in Oregon that are actually proportionally wetter than what we've seen on the west side.
Saltenberger says the fire season could last into late September because of an expected Indian summer.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And we have some breaking news in the KBND newsroom. Around 6:30 last night, Bend Police and Deschutes County Sheriff deputies were called to regarding a theft at the Sears store in Bend. When they arrived at the store, police found the loss prevention officer in a struggle with 42-year-old Aaron Broderick of Klamath Falls. The investigation reveals that Broderick entered the store with a woman, 35-year-old Adria Wilkinson, also of Klamath Falls. The pair had stolen several hundred dollars of merchandise and then left the store. When confronted by the loss prevention officer, Broderick struggled with him and attempted to escape. The woman did escape. Police were able to immediately arrest Broderick in robbery and theft charges. And around 12:15 this morning, sheriff's deputies found Wilkinson in the getaway car in Lapine with the stolen property. They arrested her on theft and drug charges, and that investigation is continuing. And the Oregon National Guard has been operating its Youth Challenge program since the 1990s. The success of the program has garnered notice around the nation. 1110 KBND's Dave Jarvis tells us more.
Former Deschutes County Commissioner Dennis Luke was involved with the program in its early stages. He explains the 22-week program.
Boot camp doesn't quite explain it, but there's a lot of discipline, early rising, and there's an educational component. We run a school out there that's through the Bend Lapine School District. The kids get credits. Most of them either get enough credits to graduate and actually get a diploma or get their GED if they're old enough, and a lot of them get enough credits to go back and actually get back with their class. So it's a very successful program. The amount of kids who are successful is amazing, and it changes their lives.
Luke says they'll have a barbecue Wednesday night at the Youth Challenge facility on Dodds Road. There will be about 16 cadets available to talk with people about the program and relate how it has changed their lives. Admission is free, but there is limited seating. Contact Dennis Luke if you would like to attend. We have his contact information with this story at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.
And that is a look at our news for today. Please keep posted at 1110 KBND. We'll keep you up on the details from last night's robbery and more stories. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.